Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
This escaping thing is in that.
And the arguing is also in the world of information. And
researching again that I have a doubt on it. Again I have to start my research with clearing the points with you. So not clear, mind is not clear. Is that clever person.
and cleverness is from the world of love.
Clever means escaping. Somebody wants to come to in the fighting mood. And I understand this man come for fight. The clever person will handle very smoothly. He will not go in argue. He'll put some subject to escape from the arguing things. Why? This is not his business. He is clever. This meaning, cleverness means this is the meaning. But the foolish will make the clear point. Because I have a doubt in this and I want to clear this. And what the clever people will escape, that he will escape from arguments. This is what you say, clever.
Cleverness.
So Sradhika gave his kinkaris this cleverness that I give you some goal. What is your goal? Love is your goal. If you want to keep this love, you have to be very clever. What cleverness? To escape the things of arguing. Because love will not stand when you go in argument.
Huh?
Yes. And what will happen? The problem will come to others, that is secondary. But to argue the subject, to go into fighting mood, you have to prepare from 1 hour before yourself the subject to argue. So you become 1 hour before sick physically and mind becomes sick for that subject. And when he is a clever, he will escape from that. And if he is also not clever, then he will go in more argument and the subject will become very negative. It can break, it can take different shape. And the reason of this is this, that we are not clever, we are not intelligent, and we are not staying in Radha Dasya to keep my love alive. What is the meaning of Radha Dasya? To never go out from her shadow. Shadow means the feeling of her has to be your shadow. If you come out from her shadow, you're foolish. Means the subject of out of love is foolishness. It's a negative vibration.
When will Sri Radha, who is an ocean of cleverness, an ocean of Anurag Ras.
Anurag means I explain.
Yes. Exchange of feelings.
Exchange of feeling in which circumstance? When you are very near, then you become one. Two become one. And you can feel your lover by touching his any limbs. And love, beloved also feel with lover like that. Means what the feeling in yours inside happening, you know that. That exchange of knowing without talking is anurag. Anurag, when it's happening, there is no words to share. The words from the mouth is not coming. Only your feeling exchange your words. Why? Because you become so oneness that you start feel everything. With the eyes, with the action, with the behavior, you start realizing that. That meaning is anurag. There is any words in English? No. Only word is love. And now you research what is that. But in the end, all details meaning words. Bangla has more. Can you make more slow?
And it's always also nice, even if you know each other so long, it's always new. This is so beautiful also in this anurag. No?
Yeah.
Always new.
Always,
every moment.
Every moment is anew. Because both are learning that time. At the time of exchange, both feel new. And all the subject become new for them. And they both become a student of each other to learn. A student, no master. That is anurag. Translate.
My question. Materielle Liebe, wie sehr intensiv sein kann, kann das eine Brücke sein zu diesem spirituellen Leben, wo er meint?
The material love, could that be like a bridge for this spiritual love? Like a bridge you are developing, crossing over and getting into this spiritual love?
It's not possible.
Understand.
Then we will block in material senses.
And why there is material love?
Because
this question.
Two, in your circumstances or any circumstances, because you can feel how beautiful it is. There are many subjects in your life happen But what is the best moment of your life? What is the butter in your life?
Huh? Yeah.
Translate.
Yeah, ganz verstanden. Dass du, dass dieses Gefühl einfach, dass es etwas Hohes, Wunderschönes gibt, in dem Moment, wenn, was ist das Beste in deinem Leben, was ist die Butter, die Sahne im Leben, und dass du das selber erfahren kannst. Aber dass das auf jeden Fall anders ist dann. Nur, dass du das selber erfahren kannst.
Is it a hint?
Yes. Reflection.
Is
a teaching. Is a teaching. And then Krishna said, I steal only butters. When somebody has a real butter, I go and steal it. What is this butter? Whole material life is not butter. But the moment what happens, the like a butter is butter.
But Gurudev is opening the door.
How to reveal to understanding? It helps. You are not unknown with that. You can understand because this is a spiritual life. Soul has a experience to understand his intelligence through the cleverness. This is your cleverness that you understand the highest and use in highest. That is your, this is a cleverness. And one who not realize this is a foolish man. After understanding, understand anything. He's a foolish man. Right? What is meaning of clever and foolish? Foolish who comes and goes, nobody watch that. One person never see any car in his life, and he said, this is Mercedes, this is Volkswagen, and this is the beautiful model. They will not recognize difference, because they are foolish, they don't know. But the one intelligent person will know, oh wow. This way, if he has not, he will try to achieve this. Then he needs association to beg, borrow or steal. When greed will come for that, then I will do that. If greed is not there, then I will not do that.
Kann der Dumme etwas dafür, also dass er dumm ist und er ist nicht Gnade nötig, dass er intelligent wird? Also es liegt schon, also kann er es dafür.
Is the foolish one, is it his fault or that he's not receiving the mercy?
Foolish is one word.
The doom is ein Wort.
And we like that to live in this. Cleverness is also one word. It means of this. He wants to know. He is based. He is intelligent already to be a clever.
Diese Begierde hier ist die Entwicklung zum Cleverness gegeben.
And this automatic comes in our life only by taking shelter of Radhika. Because she is the ocean of cleverness. It's not easy to make lover of the Supreme and control and teach him. This is her cleverness. Because she gives so much love that nobody can do that. This is her cleverness. She is so one-pointed that she has no other desire than this. This is her cleverness.
Many times I read Bhakti comes from Bhakti. I never understood this, but now I understand it more, how you explain it, because if I take ashra, if I take shelter from Guru or from Radhika, it comes from there.
The point.
Also, like you said, cleverness now.
Ocean, you go to the ocean and you say, I will be all totally dry.
Not possible.
I will not bring any clothes because I will watch only. Are you go near only. There is no water. The waves will come and first catch you. And then waves will come and they can bring you in also. You have to be careful. Carefulness, you have to be careful. That you stay more far that don't catch. But the nature of waves to catch, see the ocean. If you don't want it, she will catch you by her waves. Right or not?
Right, okay.
You no want love in your life. Life will change like this, that you will start liking love. You want to be a clever. Clever. You want to be a, What?
In cleverness.
Cleverness,
And anurag.
Anurag. You will understand the love, not only love, exchange of love and what feeling is coming from that. See the ocean. Love means rag, and anurag. Anu means item. Atom bomb, you say, item. Every item of the beloved become mixed with other lover's item. Means every pore of the things is become one. And every pore start feeling that. That is what is special.
A question mark?
Yeah.
Wenn ich in Radhika gehe, versuche ich dann zu sagen, sie schickt mich immer zu Krishna. Was ist mit mir? Ich will dir Krishna zeigen. Was ist denn falsch? Was macht man falsch, dass ich mich in Radhika sein kann?
When he goes to Radhika and he wants to show her feelings, his feelings to her, then she says, you have to go to Krishna because I want to show you the feelings to him and what I should do with the feelings. So he's wondering why he cannot stand or stay with Radhika.
Because oneness is not there. Oneness makes you to leave one point. I can go for your happiness, but I have not desire. In your service I can do this. Sometimes Guru also do that. Guru gives some work, you don't like it. But you do, he teach you to do in my service. To make me happy you have to do that your habit develop this. You know, feel pressure for doing. Because Radhika will also send you to Krishna. For her pleasure you go to visit Krishna. Not for your pleasure you are visiting without her desire. This is the teaching from Gurudev is saying, for pleasure of me you have to do. And this way we become, we learn by the mercy of Gurudev and we start doing for the pleasure of my Gurudev. Like he say, you travel whole world to me. It was not my pleasure. Because I start crying like a baby in his front. Why you means in what you say when you say something
demand.
No. Crashing means sharping means you mana some heavy thing.
Mm.
What you say?
Chastising?
Chastising also different thing. Chastise, no. Means you are doing blessing and you are giving. You are like very unhappy, eh?
Not like a slap.
No, crashing, or what do you say?
Beating.
You're shocked.
The word sarap, like a. The Radhika was meditating in Krishna. That time his brother said that you will never see 100 years be close with Krishna.
Like curse?
Cursing, yeah. So I feel that why Gurudev is cursing me? My desire to live in Vrindavan. He blessed me before that, and why he is cursing me to go and travel whole world? Why he want to curse me? And I start crying. He understand. He said, you're not happy, but this is my desire to travel. But you will stay in Vrindavan. After this time, and then you will slowly become mad. find that you will go so deep that people have so many will come that you cannot imagine to meet you, because your total evil fixed me on me. Then I become peaceful. Then he hugged me. But you have to do for me this. So I feel cursing to me. That time. This was not pleasure to me, but I have to do for him. Understand? He tests us to make you strong. When the Radhika will send you to Krishna to go and search him where he is, then for Radhika you will go there, not for yourself, to fulfill her wishes. This is different mood. Understand, Baba?
This is also called Guru, this is also called blessing in disguise.
I don't know much English, but I say what easy to understand in my view.
Yeah.
No? So it was, I feel this is a cursing to me. Then I start crying. Then he feel my feelings. Because he blessed to all his disciples, never go out from Vrindavan. And he said to me, you have to travel the whole world, I feel. Yes. What is this? Understand?
Unconditional love.
So, sometimes she also tests us. She also tests us by sending to Krishna, what is your mood? He sent me, Gurudev, to test me, what is my mood? He gave me some disciple, that you have interest more in disciple or what? You want to only do this job for making, creating disciple and making ashram? He see that I am satisfied, so he fulfilled my all wishes, that last, again I have not to take birth for that. He didn't think that desire was there. So he want to finish my wishes. Similarly, Radhika is also doing with us. Why she said to Krishna that you have some desire for Krishna? Okay, fulfill that also. When she feel that, no, you have no desire, only one pointed for her, then she make, not manjari, she make kinkari. What is the difference between manjari and kinkari? Manjari has to give instruction. You do this, you do this, you do this. And kinkari, no need instruction. You do or not say, I will show you that I will do without your talent. These are manjaris. kinkaris. So they are more at, in feeling they are oneness, more oneness there. You understand? I don't need to ask, but I know what he wants. This is kinkiri. And what I will do more? What I will do more? What I can do more? This is the wish of kinkiri. Not waiting for orders, waiting to do what order can come.
You know from the ping pong, was ist, er weiß vom ping pong, was ist das Problem, wenn man das Schöne sieht, dass der Krishna auch radikal schickt zu Krishna? Krishna im selben Moment nimmt ihn zu radikal diese Gefühle, und das ist das ping pong. Und in diesem ping pong, dass das passiert, das Spiel, das ist etwas Wunderbares. Ist es nicht auch one-pointed?
So, in this ping pong, what he told you already, that Krishna that Radhika is sending to Krishna, but at the same time Krishna is sending back to her, is very, very beautiful. So is this also not one-pointed to Radhika?
Samsana. This course is Samsana.
Interesse für beide, also Radha und Krishna. Also gleiches, gleichgewichtiges Interesse oder als Anziehung zu Radha und Krishna.
Und in der Mitte ist es eben einfach der Liebesaustausch als Zentrum, das frage ich mich.
Is in the middle of both of them, the center
this
of the love
no,
exchange.
Sometime I go, I like Radhika, but I like Krishna. When I go to Krishna, I think Radha. This is some. My mood is equal to both of them. Both are in my heart equal. Then bhav is like a tarala, like a floating water. Today is something, tomorrow is something.
It's like sanchari bhav, no?
Sanchari. Floating.
But, sorry Gurudev, when in the middle from this Radhika Krishna, in the middle is the this love exchange, and my point to this other interest is only this love exchange, this exchange, love exchange, and not Radhika, not Krishna, is the concentration.
Yes.
So I address me, my heart is interested on the love. What I mean then is Radhika or what? Or what was my mistake? I have the conflict and interest me not for both. Yes, but I feel the
love exchange.
This in the mid, this is my...
Samsana. Explain Samsana.
Yeah, Samsana is when, sowohl für Radha als auch für Krishna, wie zum Beispiel die Shakis. Die Shakis sind Samsana, die haben sowohl Liebe für Radha als auch für Krishna. Aber die haben die Idee, zu Krishna zu kommen, also die sind Freundin von Radharani, weil sie mit Krishna was zu tun haben wollen. Das ist so dieser Samsnaya-Aspekt ist für beide Seiten. Aber Adiksnaya ist einfach nur auf Radharani. Und das sind die Mancharis. Die sind nur auf Radharani fixiert. Ja. Die wollen mit Krishna überhaupt nichts zu tun haben. Eigentlich. Die wollen nur mit Krishna was zu tun haben, weil Radharani was mit Krishna zu tun hat.
Because I listen so much Krishna. That this heart is moving for that. Samsara. I cannot be a one-pointer. that is
wenn ich Radhika ist Liebe. Hm? Radhika ist die pure Liebe. Und wenn ich an Krishnas Liebe interessiert bin, nur an seinem Aspekt der Liebe, also eigentlich an dem Aspekt Radhikas an Krishna, und dann Radhika auch nur der Aspekt der Liebe interessiert, ich bin nur an Liebe interessiert. Dann ist es doch Radhika eigentlich. Wenn die Liebe, Radhika die größte Liebe ist, wieso? Das ist nicht dasselbe für mich.
Dann warum mit Radhika?
He is interested in the love, so Radhika is the pure love, and he is only interested in the aspect of love from Krishna that is for Radhika. So is it then not only Radhika because he is only interested in the love?
No. How is your association? You become like that. Your association here?
The
you will change some behavior. You go to the Switzerland, your association will change you in that behavior. Similarly, first thing, you are with Radhika. You are serving to Radhika. And when you leave to go to Krishna, then you lose your service first. And when you will go far, then you are not perfect to go far because you want to be with her. But the vibe of Radhika, you will lose on way. Vibration of Radhika, you will lose on way. And you will go to Krishna. Her nature is to enjoy. Different vibe is there. Although he is the supreme, but vibe is different. Nature of opulence, nature of marginal potency, jumping. Marginal means today I am spiritual and then I want to go for material. Because both is his creation and both you start like him. Sometimes you want to be in that vibe, you want to enjoy, and sometimes you develop a spiritual life. Vibe is changed. And that will affect you, then your point of giving love, vibration of Radhika, what you are receiving near to him, you will lose that. Your cleverness you will lose. Your cleverness, when she is the ocean of cleverness. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So he creates material thing and spiritual thing and time. Three things. So material and spiritual, both he likes because his son. So you will start liking like that. Cleverness you will lose. But if you sit, stay one-pointed, first thing you will become more clever. And anurag will come, not only love will, you can feel that exchange. Krishna will never teach you anurag. Radhika can teach to the king Kris anurag. Right?
Mm, right. 100%.
That has to understand. If you are very close with her, like a king Kris, if you are very close to the, any female, very like a king Kris, then she will give you entry in the Navrata Nikunja. Yesterday night, they decorate the room. So Raseshwara and Raseshwari is here. And Radha Shakti Sai want to take the picture. And Raseshwara say, not today, tomorrow. Not today, tomorrow. No disturb today. I was so enjoying, I can understand. I say, Radha Shakti, you are not Manjari. Manjari, if you are Manjari, the Swami is inviting you, come to my kunja. And I will hide you inside. And you will watch everything. But only Manjaris has this qualification to go in Nivrata Nikunja. Huh? Understand? Understand? So Krishna can do this, not today, tomorrow you can come. I can give you all my ideas. Right or not? He said that today, tomorrow. Every happening is Radha Krishna pastime. He said, no, like, not today, tomorrow. Then Radha Shakti come, show me picture. How you went today? That is a she bring me there. You understand? What is the mercy of and for the Manjaris, she no fear any problem because they are very one. And King Kris, they are heart of the Radhika. This is the feeling to understand. Understand? Jai Ho, Jai Jai,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda.